Well, Martin, I suppose Kilkear is a place that lives and breathes for football. How's things in the south of the county this last number of weeks?
Things are very quiet, like everywhere else, you know. People will say we're always isolated down here anyway, you know, so maybe for once in a while, you know, rather than have to travel to Dublin and travel to Letterkenny and travel everywhere, it's very, very quiet, and we've, you know, plenty of walks and everything else, and great that the weather's been good, which has been a big plus to everybody here. But look at it, as you said, it's a big, big, big change, and, you know, you drive over past the football field and it's completely closed down and everything, you know, and so it's changed times, it's scary times and unreal times, and what's the thing about it is nobody knows when it's going to end, but, you know, that's what can anybody say, you know, other than that?
Yeah, and I suppose in all your time in life, and particularly in football, Martin, you never envisaged anything like this, did you?
No, well, I didn't expect. You know, nobody did, you know, nobody invested. I mean, they hit the whole world. It's unreal, and it'll be something, you know, people will talk about. You know, it'll be in the history books, someone in the history books in years to come. It'll be a big thing in the history books, you know, and, you know, when you hear young ones even talking about the virus and everything else, you know, and it's just an unreal situation, you know. And suppose the scary thing is what's going to come after us, whenever it does end, and hopefully sooner rather than later, and is the recession in the world, you know, or young people washing away back in my dad's time and that, and before that even, could go to England and work over there. And then after that, they went to America. And then the last time, we're lucky enough that we were able to go to Australia and Canada and New Zealand, places like that. This time it's going to be different. So it's going to be very, very tough for this country, no more so than other countries, you know. I suppose the sad thing in the end of it, the whole lot, is the amount of people, you know, the amount of people that's dying, you know. And it's so sad, the whole thing. And it's unreal. It's just unreal. You're hoping, you know, looking at it, when you look back at it, you're just hoping, you know, the amount of deaths that you're just hoping all over the world that it keeps coming down, and you're nearly happy. And when you look at Italy or Spain, that the deaths have come down from maybe 700, 800, 900 down to about 500 or 600. That's just how unreal this whole thing is. You know, you just feel in the mornings you get up, you feel that you were just having a dream or something like that there, and you know, but then it's real again when you turn on the television. And hopefully they can get a cure for it, because it seems like the only answer to it is to get a vaccine for it. And I know people all over the world are working really, really hard on it, but please God, we'll get that.
And if sport is to continue, Martin, we're going to need a vaccine, and that was the sort of indicators from the early part of this week. If sport is to resume, a vaccine or some sort of cure is going to be needed. Yesterday, the GAA said at the very earliest it will be July if there's going to be any action at all. And I suppose it's still up in the air with them. We've seen what the FAI done and announced at the middle of June a number of weeks ago. The GAA now saying at the earliest it's going to be July, but they still don't know. So they don't, Martin.
No, nobody does. You know, I mean, the fact that the social distancing look is going to be in till we get that vaccine, I mean, it's very hard to see sport being played at all, you know, because if we even look at it, people saying behind closed doors and everything else. Now, you will have, I suppose, the likes of horse racing, tennis, certain sports that can be played, golf maybe even can be played using social distancing behind closed doors. But it's very hard to see, you know, other sports being played, you know, with any sport that you have physical contact, and especially being played. So it's very hard to see it, you know, and as you said, unless they do get a cure, because as players going to be comfortable themselves coming together for training together, then before they play, and then coming together to meet other counties and that there. So yeah, very, very hard to see it. But you know, people, we have to see what, you know, what the rest of the world are going to do, because it's very hard to see, you know, the whole thing carrying on, the lockdown carrying on, if they can, because people's going to have to get out of their houses. You feel that's going to happen, and big decisions is going to have to be made if they don't actually get a cure for this. For the various, so from a GAA point of view, you know, suppose they're hoping and praying that something, you know, that it will change, and talking about playing games behind closed doors, and there are different things being said out there, but it's very hard to see, you know, it's very hard to just see Gaelic football being played this side of Christmas at the minute, the way things are at the minute. But I think it's it has to be one of the last things on people's minds at the minute. It's just protecting people, particularly the vulnerable in our society and all that there. And that's what people have to do, you know. And suppose, you know, giving dates and pushing dates out there and everything else is no harm, because it gives people time, you know, to think positively, looking forward, you know, from that point of view, Oisín.
Yeah. Well, say we do get some sort of football played, Martin, come July, August, September time. What sort of format would you like to see it played? Now, special Congress is going to take place this coming Friday, and there's a number of decisions that they have to make, and it's obviously going to be based on when we all can go back to our normal sort of, some sort of normal routines again, and that includes playing football. When it does come back, if it does in the summer, what sort of format can you see inter-county football take, Martin? Or what would you like to see put in place?
Well, what I would like to see put in place is probably the 32 counties, you know, maybe put into a hat for 1 year and drawn out that way, you know, one against one, and just the luck of the draw, as they say, from, you know, to do it that way. But it looks like with the Ulster Council coming out and saying that the change of the minor championship, that'll be played the same day as the senior championship, or that the draw is going to be the same. So they're looking at going back to the old system where the minor and senior will be on the one day and the two teams are playing against each other. It looks like they're getting their speaking first, that they want to keep the provincial championships. And I feel that that's what's going to happen, that will stay if we have any Gaelic football this year at all, that's what will happen. But I think, you know, it's a great chance for people to maybe look at another system, you know, with the way things are and everything else. But it's hard to see that happening. But it'd be great to see Hoshin, you know, the teams going into a hat and just being drawn out of a hat. But it's very hard to see that. The other question is, will they play the last two games of the league that has to be played? Will they play them if we do get any football this year, if that happens? So yeah, there's a lot of things out there. But I expect that if we do play any football, we'll still play the provincial championships, and that will happen, you know. But you could see club football coming back maybe before county football. Again, we're club players.
Is that a realistic option, Martin?
Well, it is the social distancing is still there, you know, that's still there in that situation, and his players going to be comfortable doing that there and everything else, unless they're capable of testing people, you know, before the match, when, you know, from the point of view of testing everybody at the game, if it is played behind closed doors or something like that, are they able to do that or not? I don't know. It's just something that's down the road, but I think that we're a long way away from that at the minute, you know, the way things are at the minute.
Yeah. Would a closed door scenario suit the clubs better than inter-county? The clubs could probably get away with it more, could deal with probably the situation more than inter-county football.
Well, as well as that, you know, you probably could have 100 people coming to a game, you know, in cars, and they could be all around the pitch and they wouldn't be together, and, you know, they could do that social distancing. But while the social distancing is there, Oisín, it's very hard to see, you know, physical contact sport being played. It's just hard to see that, and it's hard to see how they can justify that, or where they're going to come up with that there. So that'd be the whole thing in it. So that goes back to what we said at the very start, Oisín. We need a cure, and unless they get a cure, it's very, very hard to see a lot of sport played this year.
You did mention in the early part of this piece, you don't think there's going to be any football played this side of Christmas.
I find it hard to believe it would be at the minute, because, I mean, they're talking about going to July, you know, at this stage they've moved to, you know, to July at least, you know, and I mean, after that you move into September, I mean, you know, there'll be a lot of other things, you know, when will the schools go back and everything else, you know, and I just, personally, I can't see, and I don't think a lot of people are thinking about it out there at the minute. It's not, you know, you don't have much talk about it, you know, because understandably there's far more important things at the minute in the country than sport, and that's the reality, and we have to realise that is the reality out there, you know, and, you know, as we said, when you hear young ones talking about the virus, you know, I just heard Mark's young lad just said to me, one of them there, he says, "Granddad, I'm going to box that virus and get rid of it." You know, so I think that...
If it was as easy as that.
Yeah, I wish it was as easy as that. But that really is, you know, the reality out there. And I think sport, you know, will be one of the last things to go back. Will be the likes of nightclubs, you know, weddings, big gatherings, and sport will be in there with them, in my opinion. So it's going to be, they're going to be some of the last things to go back with your big gatherings. So how long is that away? To me, it's a long, long time away, and it seems a long time away. And the only answer to it will be a cure. So people are saying the cure is, you know, the vaccination is well into next year. People are saying that, you know, so it's very hard to see it, you know. I wish it was different. I wish things could be a lot better. But I think that we have to be realistic with the whole thing. Oisín, sport is, you know, it's one of the things we just, you know, it's a great part of life, and it's enjoyment in life and that there and everything else. But at this time in the world, there's far more important things in sport, and we just need to get this sorted out first.
Okay, Martin, I'm going to touch on the club championship just before we finish out, because I started talking about Kilkeara and that you live and breathe football down in that part of the county, and it's a similar situation in the other parishes across the county. But come towards the end of the year, if club championship got the go-ahead, what sort of format, what scenarios would be put into play, and how would you elevate the club championship once again?
Well, again, it depends on the time. You know, at what stage get playing it. You know, are they going to still, if it does take place, will we have time to play an Ulster club or an Ireland club? You know, it's very hard to see that. Maybe just this stage, it would just be lucky enough if they got playing a county club championship, you know, and that there. So I think will they keep it the same format? Maybe they would go back to just playing it, you know, in a once-off, just a one-off game in the first round and just get it played. It depending on what time it happens and everything else. So, listen, it could go back to that there, but I suppose counties would like to keep the system that they have in place. But it just depends on the time, at what stage in time. If it does happen this year, could we start a club championship?
Yeah. Would an open draw and neutral venues and one-off games be the sort of scenario or the format that could be run if required?
Well, it would run it off quicker, as I said again, depending on the time, and that would definitely run it off quicker. And suppose the options is there to do that, because we haven't made any draws or anything else in this county, and so the option is there to do that there, maybe to have it at neutral venues and run it off quickly and everything else. But again, it's just all up in the air. Nobody knows, and it's hard to know.
Okay, listen, Martin, thanks for talking to us, and keep safe in Kilkeara.
Same thing to you, Oisín, right? Take care.
We'll talk again soon.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.